Hi everyone, I am Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon Proofs video. I put this thread together on Twitter to give people some idea of the kind of posts that QAnon puts out, and we're going to compare some of Q's posts with news articles and some tweets from different people on Twitter, and that will give us the ability to compare and analyze whether Q's claims are true. For those of you who like to study Q on your own, I do recommend doing your own research. You can find Q posts on QAnon.pub. There are also many other mirror sites if that one ever causes problems. I've done my best to research Q posts, relevant articles, and Twitter posts for accuracy. In preparing this thread in this video, I actually discarded a lot of posts that other people claimed were proofs, because when I looked them a little bit closer, I found that the claims by the people who posted them were actually incorrect. So I've done my best in this video to give proofs that I think will stand up to pretty close scrutiny. That is not to say that any of the posts that people have used are invalid or that Q has proven to be wrong, but it does mean that people make claims about the things that Q posts, such as, Q posted this before the president posted it. And if you look carefully at the timestamps, many of those claims are actually not true. Speaking of timestamps, in this thread and in this video, there are going to be tweets with timestamps, and I think a word of caution is in order. I had to do a lot of research before I put this together because I wanted to make sure I understood the issue of timestamps. Twitter timestamps are not universal. The timestamps that a particular person sees when they're on Twitter on an original tweet is determined by their own time zone setting. So two or three different people in different time zones will see different timestamps on the same tweet. And when people take screen captures of tweets and then they use those later as a reference point for proofs, if you don't reference the time zone, it's really hard to understand whether this tweet became before that post or not. Here's an example of what I'm talking about here. This image displays the same tweet from four different people who took screen captures, and you see the upper left there, one, the timestamp is 8:26 a.m. The one on the upper right is 5:26 a.m. In the lower right, it's 7:26 a.m. And in the lower left, it's 9:26 a.m. When you're taking screenshots of timestamped posts, you have to understand what time zone that was taken from. So I recommend that if you're going to do research on these things, always take the screen captures yourself if possible, so you know what time zone you're going to be viewing these tweets and posts from. I did use this website to do my research for this thread. I actually like it. It's called Did Trump Tweet It? And it has a list of, it just archives all the president's tweets, and it's got a calendar over here where you can go back in time and look at different dates and look at all the things that the president has tweeted. And when you click on a tweet, it will take you to Twitter and it'll show you that actual tweet. This is the president's latest tweet from this afternoon. And you can always get a timestamp that is in your time zone. I don't think there's any post by Q that all by itself would be a compelling argument to prove the claims of Q. I would ask you to objectively and thoughtfully consider them as a whole and ask yourself what their relevance might be. I'm going to start off with this post from Q from November 2nd of 2017. Just for those of you who are not familiar, prior to, I think, the first or second week of December, Q was posting on 4chan. You see these green backgrounds, and you'll see just a identifier, anonymous. Q didn't have a trip code at that time, so you'll see in later posts there is a trip code up here that identifies Q, but prior to that, that was not the case. So Q posted this, and what I would draw your attention to is this upper right-hand message here. Why has the president dedicated so much time into labeling the mainstream media as fake news, and then on the lower left is actually the answer. The flow of information is no longer controlled by the mainstream media, but by you and others, and that is what I've noticed. The president has gone out of his way to help people understand. It's not just that the news attacks the president. That's not why he calls them fake news. He is attacking the mainstream media because they have a perverted, twisted narrative. They are paid to spin news a certain way with a certain agenda. And I have noticed on Twitter and YouTube that average people are becoming the ones that people are turning to get their information. And that's one of the things that Q is helping us with, is giving us valid information that counters the mainstream media's narrative. Going to another part of this same post from November 2nd, Q asked a series of questions. How did Saudi Arabia welcome President Trump during his trip? Why was this historic and not covered by the mainstream media? How did Saudi Arabia welcome Barack Obama, B.O., during his trip? How did they welcome Hillary during her trip? Why is it relevant? Not suggesting Saudi Arabia is clean by any means, but they play a role in the global game of risk. So we're going to talk a little bit about Saudi Arabia in this first few minutes, looking at a couple of different posts. And again, this is from November 2nd. This post is from November 3rd, and Q asks, why did JK, Jared Kushner, travel to Saudi Arabia recently? What is Saudi Arabia SA known for? Where do the biggest donations originate from? Why is it relevant? What else is relevant with Saudi Arabia? Safe harbor, port of transfer. Why was there a recent smear campaign against Jared Kushner and the president? Why is the timing important? Who released the article, the smear article? The Council of Wizards and Warlocks cannot be defeated. Nice view up here. Council of Wizards and Warlocks is just an inside term that they use in the Q group. All right. Here's a story on Jared Kushner's unannounced trip to Saudi Arabia, Q mentioned. This, I think, was the last week of October. Kushner made an unannounced trip there. So Q posted these questions on November 3rd. On November 4th, the Saudi royal family, including Prince Al-Walid bin Talal, were arrested. Bin Talal was known to have been a longtime donor to U.S. politicians. So we have to ask, is that just a coincidence that Q is talking about Saudi Arabia, donors, and then a couple of days later, all these Saudi princes are arrested? On November 2nd, 2 days prior to the arrest of the Saudi princes, Q asked why Jared Kushner traveled to Saudi Arabia in person to have a face-to-face interview instead of making a phone call. So this is November 2nd. Who took an undisclosed trip to Saudi Arabia? What was the purpose of that versus a phone call? It was disclosed 4 months later in a news story broken by The Intercept that Jared Kushner went to Saudi Arabia to talk to Mohammed bin Salman and gave him intelligence about the people in the royal family who were plotting against him, trying to overthrow him. And this is an article where bin Salman basically boasted he had Jared Kushner in his back pocket. On November 4th, the day of the arrests, Q asked about the law regarding political detainees in Saudi Arabia. What are the laws in Saudi Arabia versus U.S. charged criminals? What information might be gained by these detainees? What force is actively deployed in Saudi Arabia? Again, this is November 4th, the day of the arrests. Weeks later, this article is from the Daily Mail UK. It's an exclusive article from November 22nd, which discloses that American mercenaries had been deployed to assist in the detention and questioning of the Saudi princes. Why did Q suggest that there were forces deployed in Saudi Arabia that might be helping the Saudis gain information? On November 8th, 2017, the president tweeted out this picture of members of his staff on Air Force One. And if you go to the source code on this particular picture, you'll find something interesting. And I'm going to do that right now for you. So let me click on this link. And we will go to the original tweet on the president's Twitter page. Here you go. This is the original tweet. And I'm going to click on the image. Now, if you right-click on the image and click Inspect, this is what you'll see. It opens a window over on the right-hand side that gives you the source code for the image. And in this highlighted area here, you can see the source code. And I'm just going to read the file name here for you in this. Let me zoom in a little bit so you can see it. I'll actually show you some better images here in a second, but as long as we're live here, I can show you. The image file name is DOITQJ8UIAAOWSQ. All right, now I'm going to close this and we'll go back to my thread on Twitter. And these next tweets, I just show how to find that source code. Here's the file name here. If you assume that Twitter randomly assigns file names to uploaded images, what do you think the odds are that the file name would begin with the five letters do it Q? Because those are the first five letters of this file name. Here's something else to think about. If you draw a circle and connect the thumbs of the people in the picture, it forms a shape of a Q. All right, moving along. On January 7th, 2018, Q posted this, and I'd like to focus on the Fire and Fury reference. That same day, on January 7th, WikiLeaks posted this, full text of controversial book on Trump, Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff, leaks to the internet, and here's a link to a file, which is basically a pirated copy of the book. The interesting thing about that file is if you go to chapter 6, this is the title page, at home, but the letter O is replaced with the letter Q. Same thing in chapter 10. If you go to chapter 10 on the chapter Goldman, the O is replaced with letter Q. Q asked, do you believe in coincidences? Two Q chapters. On December 22nd, 2017, one of the Anons who chats with Q expressed some frustration about the space program and how it had been neglected by past presidents. I'm from SoCal. Everybody worked their ass off to win in space. So many people made a lot of money in the 70s and 80s. It was a dream to make your country the greatest on Earth. So many dreams destroyed, a fountain of talent squashed and sold out. It really hurts. We really cried when we watched each shuttle launch and we knew we did that. Q responded, the space program is coming back in a big way. Space is critical to our national security. It was terminated for a specific reason. Godspeed, Patriot. Now, this was in December of last year. In June of this year, the president just announced his plans for what is essentially going to be a sixth branch of the military, what he calls Space Force. I don't think anyone saw that coming. On November 14th, 2017, last year, Q responded to suggestions that Jeff Sessions should appoint a second special counsel to handle allegations of corruption inside the FBI and DOJ. This debate has been going on for a long time, over a year. Q responded, and I'm just going to, I took out snippets from this, it's a very long post. How do you capture a dangerous animal? Do you attack it from the front? Who do you trust to keep secrets? How do you prevent leaks? Who do you trust to complete the mission? How do you prevent warnings being sent? So here, Q is suggesting that there are issues with doing something the conventional way in Washington, D.C. What show is being put on by the president since Sessions' confirmation? Why was Sessions' confirmation challenged so heavily? Why was Rod Rosenstein's confirmation smooth and easy? What was the vote count in the Senate confirmation for Rosenstein? Why did Sessions recuse himself? Nothing is as it appears. What was the D.C. vote breakdown between Trump and Clinton? Hillary won 90% of the vote in D.C. What's the nickname for D.C.? The swamp. Why would sealed indictments be outside of D.C. jurisdiction? What purpose would this serve? Why are judicial appointments being rapidly completed? Who can you trust? Have faith, patriots. Q. So in November of last year, Q was suggesting that a prosecutor may be working outside of D.C. to seal indictments to prosecute the swamp. That announcement wasn't made public until March of 2018, when Jeff Sessions announced that he'd appointed a U.S. attorney outside of Washington to work with Inspector General Mike Horowitz to handle allegations of corruption inside the FBI and DOJ. That U.S. attorney is John Huber. In posts from 2017, Q occasionally referenced the Pope and the Vatican, suggesting that there was trouble coming. In this post from November 14th of last year, after talking politics and terrorism for a while, Q posted a version of the Lord's Prayer that is found in the Catholic Bible, right here. A few weeks later, in December 2017, the Pope announced that he was considering making changes to the Lord's Prayer. On April 3rd, Q posted this. People were asking if he could give some information about things that were coming in the future. Q said, "The Pope will have a terrible May. Those who backed him will be pushed into the light, dark to light, truth, Q." In May, 34 bishops from Chile offered to resign over the cover-up of the church's sex abuse scandal. Also in May, it was announced that a high-ranking Vatican official, one of the cardinals, would be facing two separate trials over sex crime allegations. Also in May, it was revealed that the Vatican had paid nearly $4 billion to settle sex assault cases. This article on May 2nd says that the Pope privately admitted he was a large part of the problem involving the church's sex scandal. And in this article, also published in May, the Pope admitted that he was thinking about retiring. So May was not a good month for the Pope. On the eve of the President's State of the Union address, January 29th of this year, 2018, one of the Anons asked if Q could maybe work the phrase tip-top into the State of the Union address as a shout-out to the board. That did not happen. However, on Easter weekend, during the Easter egg roll, the President did manage to work that phrase into his speech, and I'll let you listen to it.
Welcome to the 2018 White House Easter egg roll. So many people, you know, is supposed to be pouring the weather. It was supposed to be very rainy and nasty and cold and windy. And look what we have. Perfect weather. Perfect weather. Beautiful weather. Thank you all for being here, folks. Thank you all. I want to really thank the First Lady, Melania, who has done an incredible job. She worked so hard on this event, and so I want to thank you. That's beautiful. Also, I want to thank the White House Historical Association and all of the people that worked so hard with Melania, with everybody, to keep this incredible house or building or whatever you want to call it, because there really is no name for it. It is special. And we keep it in tip-top shape. We call it sometimes tippy-top shape, and it's a great, great place.
The Anons caught the President's shout-out to them. Q said, "It was requested. Did you listen today?" On January 19th of 2018, Q posted this. Hussein, cabinet and staff. Hussein is Q's way of referring to President Obama. Who used private email addresses? What was the purpose? And then he lists off here the initials of a lot of people: Loretta Lynch, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Susan Rice, John Brennan, Huma Abedin, Valerie Jarrett, etc. There are 13 names total in this list. And again, remember, this is from January. In June, when the Inspector General's report came out, there was a footnote that read, "FBI analyst and prosecutor number two, told us that former President Barack Obama was one of 13 individuals with whom Hillary Clinton had direct contact using her ClintonEmail.com account. As long as we're on the subject of the Inspector General's report, Q posted this on the evening before the Inspector General's report was released. He said that there were several different versions of the Inspector General report. There was the original unredacted report, which the president had, the modified unredacted report, Rosenstein's version, the modified redacted report, and there were also summary notes. Q said version 3 would be released the following day. That was the modified redacted report. Well, members of Congress agreed with Q a day or two after the Inspector General's report was released and people had a chance to look at it. Andy Biggs, Mark DeSantis, I think Mark Meadows and a number of other members of Congress wrote letters to the DOJ asking for all the draft versions of the Inspector General's report to be made available to them. Q said this on April 27th. Peter Strzok, Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterintelligence for the FBI, cooperating witness, power is removed. None of this was really known at the time. There was a lot of speculation about what was happening with Peter Strzok, Bill Priestap, Lisa Page. On June 16th, 2018, so about 6 weeks later, Strzok's attorney confirmed to Bob Goodlatte that Strzok was a cooperating witness. He wrote here, Special Agent Strzok, who has been fully cooperative with the DOJ Office of Inspector General, intends to voluntarily appear and testify before your committee. On June 27th, Peter Strzok testified in a closed congressional hearing. That morning, this is at 10:30 in the morning when the hearing was still going on, Q posted this, and I just want to draw your attention to a couple of passages here. On the left-hand side, you'll see the one that's outlined in red. Peter Strzok, I decline to answer that question on advice from counsel. Over on the right, Peter Strzok, on advice of counsel, I decline to answer that question, and then one below it. Peter Strzok, because of the ongoing investigation, such answers may violate the security of such investigations. Q suggested here that Strzok refused to answer a number of questions in that hearing. Later that day, Bob Goodlatte, who was in the hearing, was interviewed on Fox News, and we'll get his take on what Strzok said during the hearing.
So I would surmise that the nature of those questions had something to do with the initiation of all of this and whether or not he authorized or initiated any informants to try to interact with members of the Trump campaign or to try to create a pretext for an investigation. Were questions along those lines answered today?
There are a lot of questions like that, and as I say, the FBI is instructing Mr. Strzok not to answer many, many questions. At this point, I can't get into the details.
Q has had a lot to say about North Korea, and we'll begin this next section with a tweet by the president on November 14th, 2017, after he returned from his trip to Asia. And this is a video that the president tweeted out. It's a montage of different scenes from his trip in Asia. Now, an Anon reposted that tweet and asked, did anyone see this in the video? And Q responded, now this is on November 14th, isn't that curious what's below, Q? One of the Anons took a guess. North Korea, NK. Okay, we're going to skip ahead to March. In the first week of March of 2018, Q began posting about North Korea again. One of the Anons posted this picture with Kim Jong-un. And Q said, water, why is this event big? What does it signify? Why is North Korea out of the news as the world turns? Q, this was on March 5th. One of the Anons responded to Q. Did we decide that this was North Korea when Q asked what was below? Q said, do you think the Asia Live original post was for nothing? Q, so I'm guessing he said, yeah, it was North Korea. On the 7th of March, after a South Korean envoy visited Pyongyang, North Korea said it was willing to discuss denuclearization with South Korea and the U.S., and people began to speculate that the president might actually meet with Kim Jong-un. So the Anon posted this. Okay, here we go, Anons. Wow, huge. North Korea might meet with 45. Mega. Q dropped this little bomb on them. He already did. Think back, North Korea picks. Everything has meaning. This will break the mainstream media. Q. So Q then reposted this, the picture that the president tweeted out, the video. And Q said, thank you, Kim. Deal made. Clowns out. Strings cut. We took control. Iran next. Q. Clowns is a reference to Clowns in America. It's a euphemism that some people use for the CIA. And Q suggested that the president somehow got rid of rogue agents that had been causing trouble in North Korea, which allowed a deal to be made. When the Anons asked when and where Trump met with Kim, Q said this, think Forbidden City. POTUS never crossed the line, ground. Don't glorify us, we work for you. Promises made, promises kept. Q. So Q was basically saying that when the president visited the Forbidden City with President Xi, somehow President Xi got Kim Jong-un into that meeting, and they talked, and they made some kind of a deal for denuclearization. Which is interesting because the media pundits were giving the Trump-Kim summit zero chance of succeeding. There was a lot of negative press about that, people saying it wasn't going to work, Kim would never get up his rockets. And imagine their surprise when Trump and Kim sat down very quickly, signed an agreement, and Trump actually left the summit a little bit early because he had business all taken care of. On June 3rd, Q posted this, boom, 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 a week to remember, dark to light, blackout necessary. On June 12th, Q reposted this original post from June 3rd and added this, number 100, dark to light, 107 marker, and then there's a link to a YouTube video. And then asked, do you believe in coincidences? Now, this is a link to the video. I think this has copyright issues, so I can't include it in this video. Okay, about 5 hours later, at 2:23 in the afternoon, the same day, the president tweeted a link to the very same video. At the 1:07 mark, the narrator says something to the effect of when darkness turns to light. There is a link to this Twitter thread in the description box in this video, so you can go there and click on the link and check it out if you want to. On June 12th, the president was returning from his trip to Singapore. It was a busy day for Q. He posted this coded message. I have no idea what this top part of the message means, just a lot of letters and numbers, but the bottom part is interesting to look at. Castle arrival good, blue medal. All right, on June 13th, the next day, the POTUS schedule Twitter account posted this, good to be back at the castle. No time for rest and relaxation. We must continue to serve the American people. So good to be back at castle. Castle arrival good. And again, this was posted a day after this one. Now, blue medal. What is that a reference to? I don't know. It's a tough question. Okay. We're going to go back to the Inspector General report post by Q on June 13th. Q said, did you witness the stage being set today? Go back to March. Q actually had used that phrase here, March 6th, stage set. Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. are regulated. Mainstream media is controlled. March 5th. Is the stage set for the drop of the Hillary video? Reread drops concerning stage. So this is a phrase that Q used from time to time. So a few days later, on March 8th, the president gave a speech on his plan to impose reciprocal taxes on foreign goods. And I have a little video of that speech. You can watch it here.
So they charge us 50, we charge them 50. Right now, they'll charge us 50, we charge them nothing. Doesn't work. So that's called a reciprocal tax or mirror tax. And we're going to be doing a lot of that. It's we've really, the first year, we've really set the stage.
On February 18th, Q posted this scripture verse, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Q posted protect 6/14/46, that's a president's date of birth, and then posted that again. On the next day, February 19th, a driver in the press motorcade was detained when a handgun was found in his personal baggage. On January 21st, Q wrote, "The flood is coming. Emails, videos, audio, pics, etc. FBI accidentally deletes texts. No such agency accidentally releases it all. Shall we play a game? Q." And the context here is the Department of Justice said that the FBI had accidentally deleted a bunch of emails between Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Andrew McCabe. And I would draw your attention to the line, "The flood is coming." 4 months later, in this article titled, "The Flood is Coming," it was revealed that in an email with the subject line, "The flood is coming," Andrew McCabe discussed the Steele dossier with CNN. On December 18th, 2017, Q posted this. Q has a peculiar way of naming people. Senator John McCain is often referred to as No Name, or We Don't Say His Name. Andrew McCabe, who is was the second in charge of the FBI, is often referred to as Number Two. So we have this post, term Number Two, 19Y. About 3 months later, on March 16th, Fox News reported that Andrew McCabe and 19 other FBI employees had been terminated. So if you go back, terminate, number two, McCabe, 19 other employees, yes. On April 20th, 2018, Allison Mack was arrested in connection to the Hollywood-based NXIVM sex cult. This article is actually pretty good. It was written several months later. It's a transcript of the arraignment on the day that Allison Mack was arrested, so it contains all the conversations between Mack, her attorney, and the judge. The last thing that the judge mentioned before concluding the hearing was a standard recommendation that Mack should consider cooperating with prosecutors. The news reports in that day make no mention of a plea deal. There wasn't a mention of a plea deal in the arraignment. The only news report said that Mack had been arrested and that she pled not guilty to the charges. At 5:30 p.m. on April 20th, the same day that Mack was arrested, Q posted this. Mack is naming names, big names in Hollywood, government, local, and federal. Proof. Standard Hotel, helicopter crash, it's all related. Future will prove past. A.S. Adam Schiff, are you feeling okay? Why is the Mexican border, Long Beach port, so important? TikTok, LLC, Q. All right, what's relevant here is on the evening that Allison Mack was arrested, Q said she was naming names. She was already cooperating with prosecutors and naming names of politicians and people in Hollywood. When you do a search on the internet for articles about Allison Mack, they fall into two categories. Anything that's reported after April 20th, the day that she was arrested, generally talks about her arrest and the fact that she pled guilty. The articles after April 23rd talk about her negotiating a plea deal with prosecutors. The interesting thing is, I didn't find any news articles that talked about the plea deal prior to April 23rd, yet somehow Q knew that Mack had already negotiated a plea deal that night. On November 25th, Q posted this coded message. Note the timestamp, 12:35. And the coded message is _conf_go_twit_p_act-small hashtag red1_red2_. What the heck does that mean? Well, here is my decode for that. Conf is confirmed. Go. Twit is Twitter. Large P usually refers to POTUS or the president in Q's posts. So we have act would be account. Small hashtag would be the subject matter. So my decode on this would be confirmed go, Twitter POTUS account, subject matter small with the hashtag. All right, 12:35, Q posted this. At 12:40, exactly 5 minutes later, the president posted this tweet, and it has the hashtag small in it three times. One, two, three. On December 12th, 2017, Q posted this picture. It says, Merry Christmas, Q. And it looks like it is a White House stationery with the president's, I think that's a Mont Blanc pen that the president carries. And note the time. This is posted at 15:03 or 3:03 in the afternoon. Exactly 10 minutes later, at 3:13, the president tweeted this, Happy Hanukkah. You can see the timestamp down there on the bottom, 3:13 p.m., December 12th. On December 18th, 2017, Q posted this, and I would draw your attention on the left-hand side here to the phrase, shall we play a game? This is a quote from the film War Games, which is a movie about a hacker who nearly caused nuclear war. On the lower right, Splash and Fox 3. Splash is a military term used in the Air Force and Navy when a target is shot down. Fox 1, Fox 2, and Fox 3 are all references to firing different types of missiles. And then on the top part on the right, Q says, learn double meanings. Again, this is from December 18th. On January 7th, 2018, Q posted this, DEFCON 1, 4, 10, 20, Fire and Fury, 9, States of Class, ready to go live, 34, commands live, codes, command, action, non-nuclear, brackets 1, OWL, brackets 1, Q. DEFCON 1, interesting. So 9 minutes later, Q posted this, again, capital P, underscore, PERS, colon, brackets 1, confirmed. There's this coded message, forgotten country, sky fortress engaged, Q. What is a sky fortress? Does it have anything to do with DEFCON 1? Well, it's interesting because 6 days later, we had the Hawaiian false missile alert, where an inbound ballistic missile was supposedly coming for Hawaii, and an alert went off. It was later said to be officially a false missile alert. Question is, was it really? Speaking of missiles, on April 13th, 2018, which was the eve of the airstrike on Syria in response to chemical weapons use, Q posted this, and this was at 7:07 in the evening. That's Arizona time. Trust POTUS, Sparrow Red, missiles only, Intel is good, Q. And then a few hours later, Q posted this, night number 4, increase in chatter, authorization or auth, B19-2, Sparrow Red, prevent at all costs, good, Castle Online, Q. Well, 2 days later, on April 15th, we got this tweet from the Department of Defense. The 28th Bomb Wing, B-1B Lancers, takes off on a strike mission on April 13th in response to the multinational response to Syria's recent use of chemical weapons. Two B-1Bs employed 19 JASSM-ER missiles. First combat deployment of this newly developed weapon. You have B-1, B-1. You have 19, 19, and you have 2, and you have 2. Coincidence? This is a post on Eric Trump's Twitter page. There's a link to this in the tweet on my Twitter timeline. There are a lot more proofs out there about Q. They are waiting for us to go and discover them. I hope you take some time and go look for them. Happy hunting. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praymedic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.